Now, if you'll open your Bibles, our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Then they came to Jericho, as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of, of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called him, they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for an opportunity to come to worship, to be with you, to be in your presence, to be with those of like mind so that we may come together and study your word, so that you might have an opportunity to be with us so we open our eyes together and see what it is you have for us today. So I ask today that the meditation of our hearts, in our minds, be one with you. Guide us in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Where do I start? It's been an interesting week for me this week. I'll sit down and I'll find the gospel readings or wherever the Lord wishes me to go during the week. And he usually leads me two or three places, and I pick different scriptures, whether it's Old Testament. I try to get something from the Old Testament and something from the gospel and something from the letters, either from Paul or from the epistles. So we have them. But this week he led me to one scripture, and he said, I needed to talk about Bartimaeus this week, which is kind of rare. But as I studied it, he just kept leading me farther and farther into understanding Bartimaeus and thinking what was on his mind and how this all came to be and why it came to be. And it all had to do with faith. It all had to do about a story about a renewal of faith. And I think in our culture today, we really need to think about how we renew our faith. We're all looking to return to normal. The whole world is looking to return to normal. Well, what was normal? Will it ever be normal again? Will we be able to renew the faith that we once had, or will it get stronger? I think that's what this whole story was really about. So I got good ways to illustrate, good ways to help us understand it. So when I started, I got looking at kind of a humor story. It was about a woman who was in traffic court in one of those Midwestern cities, and she was given a ticket. This woman, she was for running a red light. So when she goes a day, she shows up in court and goes before the judge, and she actually asks the judge. She says, "Please, can I be first? Can you, so I can get out of here, because I got to get to school on time because I got a class to teach. Well, kind of a snarly old judge. He's all pleased. He's thinking, you know, I've been waiting for this opportunity for years. He says, how do you plead? She says, oh, I plead guilty, but I need to get out of here. He says, well, I'm going to get to do something I've been waiting for a long time. I want you to sit down right there at that table and write 500 times, I will not run a red light. I mean, we think about that. And is there anything in your life that you've always wanted to do? Or you've always looked forward to doing? Or maybe it's something you wanted to change in your life, or something that you used to have and you wanted to get it back. Well, you know, Bartimaeus is in that position. He wants to see again. And I say that because if you read this and actually we had a discussion about why some of the texts were different. We see it of how the interpretations, whether you read the NIV. Well, in the NRSV, it tells us that when he asked Jesus, to ask him what he wanted him to do for him, he says, I want to see again. Kind of refers to us that most likely blind Bartimaeus, he wasn't born blind, but he lost his sight somewhere along the way. And we don't know how he lost it, and it really isn't important, but we do know that he wanted to see and probably wanted to see again. And then it gives us some off-the-wall facts, it seems like. So it tells us that Bartimaeus' name means son of Timaeus. Why would it do that? Well, I had to dig into it. I got to think about it. Why in the world would they put that in there if it wasn't really important? So I got looking up the son of Timaeus. It was quite interesting. So if you look it up in the Latin language, Timaeus means fear. So maybe he's a son of fear. Well, I got digging a little deeper. So, and some of these scriptures were, and these stories were written in Chaldean. So what does it mean Chaldean? Well, it means son of the unclean. Thinking, how about in Aramaic? It means son of honor. What a difference that is, huh? And then I got to reading further, and if we read in the text further, what's Bartimaeus yell out? He says, son of David. Why would he yell son of David? Why wouldn't he just yell out rabbi? Why would he call him son of David? So I got looking it up. I got thinking, so what does son of David actually mean if it's translated? In a different language, it always comes out beloved son. It's not a proper name. Or maybe it's in Aramaic, son of God. So here we have the son of fear, the son of the unclean, crying out to the son of God. How many of you have ever felt like that? Unworthy to cry out to God. I'm certain Bartimaeus did. How many of you have ever been told to shut your mouth? Come on, ladies. I'm certain there's not a woman in here hasn't been told to shut their mouth at some time. And most of the guys. How many of you wives want to tell your husbands, why don't you just shut your mouth? I had to see all the hands. Come on, let's be honest today. There's times we say too much, or we say things we shouldn't. But as I thought about this, I'm thinking, okay, so here's Bartimaeus. He's blind, probably not from birth. He's begging on the road, and all of a sudden, Jesus is coming down his street, and he hears it. So he's got no recourse, and now he's screaming. He's sitting, he's got his cloak around him, it's probably cold and damp, and he's screaming, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And he keeps crying. Well, the crowds are coming, and they're saying, be quiet, we can't hear what he's saying. Can you imagine this? They're trying to listen to the teacher, hoping he'll have some words of wisdom, some special thing that's going to help them. Because they're all looking to get healed too, in one way or another. So they scold him.
Well, it's interesting, he cries all the louder. Now, don't he? He's crying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. All of a sudden, Jesus finally takes notice. Do you think he heard him the first time? I'm certain he did. Why do you think he turned up this street to begin with? See, he knew who he was going to eat. He's God, for crying out loud. So he turns up this street. Here's this guy yelling, Jesus, Son of David. The crowd's trying to hush him, and he stops, and he looks down and says, what do you want? Doesn't that seem kind of interesting? He says, what do you want? I can just imagine Jesus walking up. He knows where he's going. He knows what he wants already, but he wants him to say it. So he comes up to him, and they call him. He jumps up. He throws his coat aside, probably the only thing he owned, and he runs to Jesus. Rabbi, have mercy on me. So what do you want? Well, I want to see. And I think the reason Jesus didn't call him right off the bat was because probably Bartimaeus was the only one who could truly see who Jesus was. That's why he called him the Son of David. You know, there's lots of times that we can't physically see, but I believe Christians today, they can see Christ coming. We see him coming. We know he's coming. And yet nobody around us seems to know. They're oblivious to it. Really got me thinking this week. It's like, we need to focus on what Bartimaeus' faith really looked like. How did he renew his faith? Because that is what we have to do. We have to find a way to renew our faith. And it can only be through the Word. So as I thought about this, I'm thinking of all that's going on in the world around us with this pandemic and all the craziness, the political stuff that's going on. It's like we need to really focus on renewing our faith. We don't want to get back to normal. We want to get back to really a new normal, don't we? Because there is no going back to the way it was. That's already gone. Bartimaeus understood that. Bartimaeus knew that he needed to renew his faith because there was no going back. He'd already wasted so many years of his life in blindness. It was time to see. He wanted to see. And he knew who could make that happen. We have to ask ourselves three questions, or we have to have three mindsets to go through this week. So the first question we have to ourselves, well, we really want to renew our faith, is what? What do we have to do first? Guess what? We got to ask. Would Bartimaeus ever gain his sight back if he didn't ask for it? If he didn't actually tell God what he wanted? God requires us to do that, you know. That's what prayer is all about. We have to put in what we want. We have to ask. I think last weekend we went to what was that place we went to, Pete? We went down to Blue Ridge. Yeah, we were meeting with some family members. Anyway, so we go down. I've never been there in my life, and it was a ways away. So Bonnie and I, we get in the car, poke in the address. We get headed there. We're getting close. It's like, wow, this doesn't look like this is going to the right place. There's no apple orchard. Where in the world are we going? I end up at somebody's house. I'm thinking, how can this be right? I'm thinking, this GPS is leading me astray. So now what do? I could make a phone call, or do I give it another chance? So we pull up the GPS, I look at it, it's like, well, there's the problem. I put in the wrong address. So we enter the right address, and lo and behold, it's not far away, but it takes me right there. Oh, I got to see the area. And I got thinking about that. I got thinking about sometimes in our lives we ask the wrong questions, don't we? So we end up in the wrong place, or we don't hear God. We don't hear the right answer. He doesn't send us in the right place. We get relying on a global positioning satellite instead of the God positioning Savior. Think about it. We enter in the wrong address. We ask for the wrong things. Barnabas knew. He had the right questions. He asked the right things. He asked that he could see. Maybe we got to be doing that today. Maybe we all ought to be asking, Lord, help me see. Because I don't understand what's going on in the world around us. It all seems like craziness. Help me to see. And he'll help you to see. He'll give you the right address. It'll come from the God-positioning Savior. He'll fill you. But when he does that, he's going to tell you, you're going to have to believe him. So what did Bartimaeus do? What did Bartimaeus do? He believed. He was willing to give up everything he owned. Think about it. He took his coat. He threw it to the curb. He didn't know where he was going. It was going into a crowd of people. But he knew the Savior had called him. And he was willing to believe that he was going to be saved. I thought about this one. I always try to find good examples. And not too long ago, I was when we could actually go in a hospital and visit people. And I think this was really quite a few years ago now that I think about it. Anyway, I was going to the hospital. And I happened to walk past the maternity ward, you know, the glass. And here's this family. They're all gathered around. They're looking at this baby, and cute little baby. And I see this one guy here, and he's looking at this baby. He's looking all nervous. I'm thinking, this has got to be the dad. He's got a million things going through his head. So I kind of walk up to him, and I'm looking at him, and I introduce myself and tell him what my business was there. And he introduced himself, and he says, and that's my baby girl. I said, well, that's wonderful. Well, all of a sudden, this little kid starts screaming and crying and carrying on. Well, this dad, he gets one of them, looks like, uh-oh. What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? What's going to go on? I'm looking at this, and he's getting this all nervous look. And so I, in my infinite wisdom, try to give him a little comfort. I say, she's just clearing her lungs. She'll be fine. All kids do that. She needs to get that mucus out. And he looks back at me and he says, well, I know that. What are you talking about? She's mad. I says, why do you think she's mad? He says, well, wouldn't you be? One minute you're warm inside your mother, the next minute you're in Pennsylvania. And I kind of laughed and giggled at that, and then I got to thinking about it, thinking, well, maybe I ought to pursue this a little bit further, I think. So I looked at him, I said, so, well, do you think she'll remember? And he gives me this dumb look like, well, no, she won't remember where she was. Well, I'm thinking, well, why then would she be mad? He says, well, this is a whole new strange environment. I said, so how is she going to ever remember? Is she ever going to know where she came from? He said, well, that's her mom and her dad's job. That's our job. We got to teach her that she came from God. It's the church's job to help her to believe where she came from, who her father, who her mother are. Aren't we all that way? We forget that we have faith. We have faith enough to ask. But when we ask, we have to believe the answer now, don't we? Bartimaeus did. He believed. He believed so much that he was willing to go away from any new normal. His normal might have been back on the street corner. We don't know. Maybe he came, maybe he had a home somewhere else, and this was the only place where he could beg and get his money. But we do know that instead of returning to normal, like most people who got healed by Jesus would go home, because Jesus would say, go and sin no more. Bartimaeus knew what the real answer was go and follow where he leads you. Bartimaeus left, and he followed. As I thought about that this weekend, I thought about instead of putting another scripture in my heart, God put another song on my mind. And he said, I want you to, he's pretty much telling me, he said, I really want you to sit down. I want you to take a few minutes and really think about Bartimaeus. And think about what he was thinking. How his life affected him and how it can change our, each and every one of us. So how many of you ever listened to Gordon Lightfoot's music? Anybody? How many recognize the song, If You Could Read My Mind? Well, I kind of took the music that he wrote from If You Could Read My Mind, and I wrote Mercy Me. It's really about a prayer that each of us might have in our lives. And we think about, well, if God were to read your mind, would it be like when he read Bartimaeus' mind? My mind, Lord, what a tale my thoughts do tell. Just like that old time story about a blind man who's wishing well. On a cold dark street, been blind so long, begging, crying, hear my mind, Lord, what a tale your thoughts could tell, guiding crowds of swell that follow, seeking freedom, wisdom, help. Reach my street, know there's just one with another need, or one who sits and yells. Too many times my faith has gone, my faith has failed, a story none too well. Hear my plea, have mercy on me, shouting, begging, I want to see, I'll follow you like thee. I got above his mercy shown to those in need whose faith to believe. Now, let's be real. I never thought I could feel this way. And I've got to say that I just don't get it. I often lack the faith I need, faith in you to follow and believe. When you read my mind, Lord, what a tale my thoughts do tell. Just like that old time story about a blind man who's wishing well. On a cold dark street, been blind so long, begging, crying, mercy on me. But the stories always end. So when you read what's on my mind, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand all the faith that I lack. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where I've gone wrong. My faith was strong, and I need to get it back. Mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me.
pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning begging, pleading, have mercy on me. Have mercy on us. Help us to know when to ask. Help us to believe with a faith that leads us to follow. Bless us. Guide us in all that we do. Have mercy on us. In Jesus, we do pray. Amen.